Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The eighth week of the 2021 regular legislative session is complete. The deadline for original floor action on appropriations and revenue bills originating in own house has passed. The deadline for committees to report general bills and constitutional amendments originating out of other house is Tuesday, March the 2nd. Calls needed. Homestead exemption reimbursement. Senate Bill 2923. On Tuesday, February the 24th, the Senate chamber passed Senate Bill 2923, the appropriations for the homestead exemption reimbursement, by a vote of 52-0. Section 8 of this measure makes an appropriation of $77,038,135. This line item appropriation represents a $1.9 million cut from last year's appropriation of $79,013,472. Counties need an appropriation of $88.7 million to be fully reimbursed. Please contact your local legislative delegation and ask that the homestead exemption reimbursement be fully funded at $88.7 million. Note, this measure is now sent to the House chamber for consideration. County savings measure passes House County Affairs Committee. Medicare in lieu, Senate Bill 2189. On Thursday, February the 25th, the House County Affairs Committee passed Senate Bill 2189. This bill will now head to the House Municipalities Committee for consideration. This bill allows counties and cities the discretion to offer their Medicare-eligible employees the option to transition from the county health benefits plan over to Medicare. Note, please contact your House delegation and request passage of Senate Bill 2189. Mississippi Development Authority bond measure passed the Senate chamber, Senate Bill 2972. On Wednesday, February the 24th, the Senate chamber passed Senate Bill 2972, the Mississippi Development Authority bond measure, by a vote of 52-0. We are informed that this measure will be amended to become the annual omnibus bond bill for the various state and local projects, along with projects and programs that benefit county government. Note, this measure will now head to the House Ways and Means Committee for consideration. First Responders Health and Safety Act Extension Measure assigned to House Committee, Senate Bill 2336. On Wednesday, February the 24th, the House Chamber assigned Senate Bill 2336 to the House Insurance Committee. This measure delays the mandated implementation of the First Responders Health and Safety Act until year 2023. Without the delay or state funding, counties and cities will soon be faced with an expensive unfunded mandate. Please contact your House delegation and request passage of Senate Bill 2336 to delay this unfunded mandate until state funding is available to fund or assist in funding this act. Note, Senate Bill 2336 must be passed out of the House Insurance Committee by Tuesday, March the 2nd. Rural Fire Truck Funding Bill assigned to committee, Senate Bill 2602. Senate Bill 2602 will provide $5 million for the Rural Fire Truck Program. This funding must pass out of the House Insurance and House Appropriations Committee by Tuesday, March 2nd. Please contact your House delegation and request passage of Senate Bill 2602. It must be passed out of both chambers by Tuesday, March 2nd. The second of five collaborative regional legislative and educational meetings begin on March 3rd, 2021, with the North Central Planning and Development District and the North Delta Planning and Development District. Both PDDs are scheduled to meet at the Hilton Hotel for the conference. Please visit www.mssupervisors.org for more detailed information on the tentative agenda. This concludes this week's weekly Legislative MAS podcast. Thank you.